Its waters will be polluted, its earth will not produce the food necessary. And the earth will be crowded with beings and the souls that keep reincarnating on it, because they remember their physical desires of eating, of breeding, of their touches. This is really the reason that they were trapped within the ether of this planet. Andrew, if somebody came to me tomorrow in all good faith and all willingness, and said yes, I accept what you say as true, that these things are happening as you say they are happening, and what can I as a single individual do in a practical way to help reverse this trend? What would your advice be? Tom, if this individual believes it and then tells another, and that one tells another, and that one tells yet another, then things can change. Remember, there will be many that will be coming to people like you and asking questions. This will be a time for the masses. This will not be a time for the governments, nor the religions, nor the societies to control the masses. The masses will be told. They will be told on your radio, your TV, and your publications. And they will hear, and they will listen. Because the evidence will be about them. Andrew, so, it is a matter of believing that you exist and acting thereon. Is that the essence of the message? Tom, this is true. Because without acknowledging our existence, then we cannot help you. And the preparation will be to bring to people the knowledge that we will help, and that we can help, and that we do not create the problem, that we only come to help, in love and peace. And there will be many of the masses that will not understand the life form of which we speak. They will not be able to understand the cosmos and the bottleneck that this planet has created. But remember, this is not always necessary. The fact that we do exist, and the fact that they accept this, and the fact that they will see that we come with no harm, that we come with love, is what matters. And when we help this planet in technology, we can also spread truth and love, so the souls of this planet can then evolve and can prevent the problems, which are turning the universe inside out. Andrew, if the knowledge of all this is to spread through TV and publications, and the like, how will people's living simple lives, without access to mass communications, such as in many parts of Africa and Asia, get to know about this? Tom, they will not need to know because they already know. When you speak of Africa or Asia, they are not aware of exactly what, but they know there is something happening. Also, the religious leaders of India are very much aware that something is happening. It is the advanced countries, the so-called developed countries, that create the problem. If planet Earth can be saved, and it will be saved, the entire universe will be raised to a level in which all souls will have gained the nature of what they have searched for from the beginning of time. And remember that when the souls of the universe have calmness and joy and peace within their hearts, and generate this love, it overtakes even those souls that are negative and dark, and brings life and love to them. Can you imagine that when you accomplish what you have come to this planet to do, the entire universe will be glowing with a light that will seem to be blinding, because it will be a light of pure love. All will become one, and that is what all have striven for. We ask only that you never, even in your darkest moments, even when you are disturbed with each other, even when you are disturbed with nations and with peoples, that you never lose sight of what we have related to you. When we look over the planet now, we see only a small glow here and there, and there are many dark areas, but we know that what you have come to Earth to do, when it is accomplished, will be a releasing of pure love in the entire universe. Irene, we were talking earlier about rules. I would like to go further with you. And this is all from instinct. I believe that there are no rules any longer. Now there may be rules as you understand them, but rules as we understand them no longer exist because of the level that we are moving toward. I also believe that this isn't the first time that all of us humans have experienced this, though you have a clearer memory of it, let's say, than we do. Will you accept that? Tom, but we all have memories. Irene. Okay, well, we move along. Yes. We were all here before. Tom, that is correct, and your memory is correct that you were here in times before when there were no game rules. You are in absolute correctness, for there are no, what you term, ground rules. Irene. Exactly. And it is our humanness that will allow us to make the evolutionary leap, once we understand completely, that we weren't able to make the last time. Tom, that is correct. What is operating from your inner self is your trust, your faith, your inner knowledge and the beginning within of the comprehension of existence in times past, and the accountability that will evolve of necessity. Irene, all right. What is happening, as I believe it, is that we have evolved within our own humanness to a point where it is now necessary to integrate the spiritual with the humanness. Tom, that is correct. This is what Earth is for. Irene, that this alchemy, if properly put together, will bring about the transformation. Tom, that is correct. Until Earth becomes a light space vehicle. That is immortality forever. Irene, once humankind accepts their joy and that they no longer have to suffer to survive, they don't have to worry about being born when paradise is regained. You dropped a realization into my head, which is that when one looks at the history of humankind, one realizes from the earliest days they have set up problems, wars, disagreements, fighting, death, killing, etc., just so that they could overcome it, then they can have a moment of peace, and then it's disrupted again. What can we do to break this pattern? How do we begin? Now I know it also has to do with the integration of physicality, spirituality, etc., but what else is going on there? Tom, you see, what is necessary is to take and build human courage that became arrogance, and return it to courage again. The courage to be who you truly are, without the arrogance that was felt to be necessary because people believe they were special. Yes. Now, include that in your meditation, for when people begin to understand, then you humans will accelerate. Do you now understand? Irene, yes. So courage becomes one of the cornerstones of the human foundation for the elevation? Tom, and charity. Irene, and? Tom, compassion. Irene, and? Tom, kindness. Irene, so those are the foundations. And it's upon those that we are to build our structure. It is from that we can connect to otherworldliness. Tom, you see, what that creates is what people term the high, Irene. At the same time that we're discussing this, there is something else that is also existing, in another time and place. Tom, correct. Irene, we and you, together, can make that connection. Tom, correct. Irene, I can only get this far. There is something about the connection that has to do with reality outside the one that we know. What you're talking about is a foundation to build a human structure, but at the same time we must have a corollary in another space and time. Tom, this is correct. John, what can you tell us about that other reality? Tom, it is the mirror. Do you understand that the film, when it is removed from you, Irene, wait a minute, wait. So what you're talking about is that in that other space and time, so ridiculous words become, there will come a time when we'll just be able to communicate with thoughts, right? Tom, exactness. Irene, yeah, but we're not there yet. Tom, that is correct. And then you will go on forever and ever and ever and there is not an end to eternity? When you look in two mirrors together, what do you see? You see yourself forever. Irene, right. Tom, no, also, energy builds, creates, it also encourages and it enforces. You need to remove the film from yourselves, which is the film image of Earth which holds you in bondage. From the beginning, which is guilt, you understand the serpent, in the Garden of Eden. Irene, the one prior to creation had a knowing. Out of this knowing came many things, among them the desire to create, or perhaps recreate, Earth. I'm skipping steps. Adam and Eve in the garden. The lessons of obedience, the understanding of free will and the exercise of free will and the choice of disobedience. Tom, the importance also is the exercise of free will in obedience. You see the opposites? Irene, absolutely. Tom, yes. What you must understand is that you yourself must uncover this revelation, as each of you must be revealed. John, I don't understand what you mean by be revealed. Tom, when you understand that, then you understand what we had said. John, sighs. Tom, this is not an exercise in gaming. It is an exercise in developing your mental process of thinking for yourself. John, right now my brain is like a scrambled egg. Tom, When you understand who you are, then all that we are, the knowledge within us then may be transferred completely to you. Ian, isn't it true that parts of us will be revealed in the process of structuring? Tom, that is correct. Ian, that we don't need to bother about these hypothetical things? Tom, that is exactness. When you begin this, then there is revelation in many. For this your world, this universe also, had to be structured. Now is the beginning of days of great importance for you, but most important for us. You will heal yourselves in Earth. The beginning of the healing lies with those that have been through self and removed themselves from blocking. Understand our great love for you, our great joy in you, and remember and understand, we wish Earth to know of our love and of our existence. We give to you love, we bring to you peace, and we are in gratefulness that you are with us. We leave you now. 9. Crossroads. This is about our choices, and the way our behavior reflects throughout our planet. It is about our attitudes to materialism, ecology. And while the first of Tom's speeches appears to be a repetition from a previous chapter, once again, there is an addition. Tom, Earth, with a human existence upon it, is a giant bottleneck in the universe. The physical planet Earth is then the most physical in the universe, and it is the most beautiful because it has such diversity. Those that exist upon Earth that have existed upon other planets when their birth is brought to this planet, those souls must develop balance between the physical and spiritual. But on Earth souls become, because of the density, more physical, and when their physical bodies disintegrate into the Earth, the spirit of them has no desire to leave the planet. It has caused a recycling. And each of the recycling causes them to have more desire and enjoyment of more pleasures. We have no objection to this, if in this method there would in truth evolve a balance with the nature of the planet and its purpose would be taught and assimilated. When this recycling began, there were those from other planets that had the need to come to Earth, and so you have had population explosions of entities coming in. As well as in physicalness on the planet, they exist in the chakras of the planet and in the spirits surrounding the planet. And they have within them the desire for recycling. Miki, I'm involved in a campaign aiming to end all starvation by the end of the century, and I would like to know about our primary goal. Is it to feed all the people on Earth, no question about the number, or is it rather to limit the number of people? Tom, when your planet has brought itself into balance through service of yourselves and others, when it is then evolved to a higher vibration, then the population explosion will also diminish. For negative energies will not then be in a form where they may then overpower a normal balance of positive and negative energies. When all are peaceful within themselves with regards to fulfillment of bodily needs, that also will be a stabilizing factor in the non-proliferation of people being born. Then of the greatest majority will be evolved souls, to form your planet Earth in the true paradise that it is meant to be. Yes. John, I know you have some difficulty with our number system, but there are 5 billion people on this planet at the moment. What is the level that the planet could comfortably sustain, with reference to what you've just said? Tom, it could be, without difficulty, if the greatest majority were in a state of evolution, with regard to all supplying, of food, materials and resources, 9 billion. You understand the primary importance in relieving hunger? It is an energy in a thought form. When the concept of ending hunger begins to be understood, and it should be spoken of, if enough believe in it, then it becomes a reality. It is important that the power of that kind of thinking be understood. When that is understood, all things are possible. Miki, yes. So the true purpose of our project is creating the consciousness that starvation can be ended. Is this the main work to be done to finally end starvation? Tom, yes. It is of great importance. In order to keep people with that focal point within, it is important that there be some form of publication to assure them that they have meaning and that it will be accomplished. The fact that there are now committees of cabinets in government examining this question is a byproduct, and is needed in order for the world to believe that there is motion. The most important matter is for each individual upon your planet, no matter which division they are in, to understand that they are part of a whole, and they also make a difference. Or if you take a drop of water and make enough drops of water, you soon have a collection of a pond. That pond then can breed life when it is in togetherness. You understand that? Miki. Very well, yes. Thank you. Andrew, concerning catastrophe, is cataclysm more or less ordained and in the works? Is what you are speaking about just mitigating the effects that will be felt, or is it a fundamental solution? Tom, each of you has free will. Each of you of your civilized world can work with the energy of positive belief. An example, if you have approximately 100 people, those 100 people can turn the tide of 1 million. Do you understand? Andrew, yes. We understand that such a ratio works when you have the proper light and purity to dissolve the darkness. Tom, yes. So therefore that does not mean there has to be catastrophe. Andrew, it's not inevitable? Tom, it is a time of transformation upon this planet. It is not ordained. Andrew, yes. Well, right now we're having unusual weather phenomena. We're having floods, droughts, we're having many little things, but they hit particular parts of the planet very hard. For example, there have been more volcanoes go off than previous records show. There is a cloud circling the globe which is supposed to contain tons of sulfuric acid. Well, this is devastating. Where do these phenomena come from? Is that just part of the earth process, or man process, or external influences? Tom, that is not natural. It was brought about by man interfering in atmospheres. Andrew, I see it's our misuse of the planet that's bringing all this about. Tom, yes. And you have grassroots movements within your country, and other countries, of small, micro peoples that are fighting to dissipate the power of those organizations which bring pollution. They will succeed if they continue with that thought. If humankind does not revert to utilizing all that exists upon earth in a manner of non-destructiveness, it is not you that will be in bleakness but your youngest ones. Humankind has a responsibility not only for this planet Earth, but for the universe, as Earth is of the greatest necessity for the survival of the universe. We wish you to understand the great importance of your human destructive element in removing oxygen from this planet, in destroying dolphins through hunting and in the contamination of the waters on your earth. There are those nations that lack the source of life, water. Envision this happening to all of earth through the destruction of oxygen provided by your plant life. Then take that a step further and understand that the pollution destruction of your oceans then eliminates all possibility for rebuilding planet Earth. For there exists different means of removing salinity to rebuild those nations that do not have the source of life, water, but if your oceans are in contamination and poisonous with your chemicals, then how can you rebuild? You have two thresholds and you have the choice as to which you pass through. You are planet Earth. And the peoples of Earth must begin to take responsibility. It is your youth's future. As you know, on your planet, there are upheavals in humankind, and also upheavals in the physical aspect of Earth, with its eruptions and its corruptions. The entity of Earth is attempting to purify and cleanse itself. And there is the burning of the planet by your sun, brought about by the corruption of your ozone layer protection. Therefore you must understand the power of your mental and emotional capability to change things for the better. As you have power to create a situation to protect the Earth, there are those who have power to attempt to negate planet Earth, in ignorance, not often deliberately through pollution and error. Therefore it is now the time to bring people together in meditation to reweave the canopy that surrounds Earth, so this planet will not be burned, or bring about destruction or illness. John, what you're indicating here is that the ozone layer is the most serious immediate problem facing Earth right now. Tom, that is correct. You can all create a weaving with waves. And your scientists will see the effect of it. John, our CFC is the principal negative factor, as described by environmentalists. Or are there other factors affecting the atmosphere that we do not understand? Tom, your planet Earth, in itself, creates gases that create a problem for your atmosphere, but then humankind compounds it, by raising so many meat fodders, animals create gas emissions, and humankind creates gas. Therefore, It may seem inconsequential to you, but the forests that choose to come as forests are removed, and then animals are placed on the land, so you have a doubly dangerous situation. Therefore, is it not good for each of you to incorporate every means possible to remedy this, to create less movement, to create fewer emissions of gas, to correlate your space and time so as not to use unnecessary gas-making equipment, or to create processes that do not emit gas? Put a small shift in the mind, and you humans will also understand that you can release yourselves completely from all this bondage to what you believe are necessities. For when you understand who you are, you will fly with your own wings. We use an analogy to explain that you each have the power to make a complete difference upon Earth in creating a shift. However, if people do not want the responsibility of it, then they say it is not possible. Then there is more of a problem. Guest, so does this also imply a major change in the diet of people on planet Earth? Tom, a complete change cannot happen upon planet Earth at this time, for those of humankind of certain natures cannot exist without the proteins of animal. What is necessary is an educational process, for people to understand that they have enough protein of animal, and that all must be balanced. There is ingestion of so much protein of animal that is not in balance. Therefore the raising of animals is out of proportion to the need. It will take many generations until the time has evolved where people no longer need to eat animals. There are those people and cultures that do not need it. They have evolved to that point, but to others this would bring about sickness. However, the gas substances, like those made when you make noises, can be used in conversion into energy of the gases from animals. It is the waste from animals and people that releases this gas. John, rotting vegetation from plants and forests also produces this? Tom, that is correct, and when you do the clearing of the land you release more gases. Do you know you can bring about correction through world unification, for bringing planet Earth into balance and order? It is of great importance to mend the holes in the ionosphere, through the effort of all nations. It is of great importance to understand those nations that must have the balance brought back, for when these nations have gone out of balance internally, it is then shown externally. Insidious diseases begin to bring the downfall of humankind. For humankind is not in balance, and microbes of destructiveness do not permit humankind to live to the fulfillment of its destiny, in bringing this planet Earth to its rightful position. If you want to really concentrate on bringing a change in your countries in this arena, change the heads of the medical profession, and bury them like the ostriches, but do not permit them to surface. Andrew, they're tough old birds. Laughs, Tom, you must take responsibility for stopping the devastation, beginning with yourself, extending it to your family, and including your community, to stop the disruption of those resources which exist for the benefit of humankind and its paradise. John, there is discussion about the extent to which the weather pattern changes are caused by environmental degradation, or whether part of it at least is caused by long-term cycles of weather patterns. Are these changes man-made or cyclic? Tom, a combination of the two. But it is in total out of balance. Rather than the subtle smooth change, it is a disruptive change. Andrew, yes, we have all lived through terrible storms. Very, very destructive in terms of vegetation, trees and so on. Tom, you know, when you are winning, the obstructing forces attempt to destroy your existence. John, I would like to know what can I do personally to stop the growth of the holes in the Earth's ozone layer? Tom, do not use any product that can contaminate. This includes products that affect other things and do not dissolve properly. There are natural elements upon Earth that release emissions that you cannot control. But you can control those emissions in your own arena. You can also inform those surrounding you about it, and also you can give your energy in meditation for mending it. There is not time to say I will start tomorrow, for it was necessary to start yesterday. If your governments do not take responsibility for stopping giving permission to manufacture products of contamination, then the mothers must organize, for it is their children's world. As you have blockaded other things, then blockade contaminating products. Those who manufacture will hear, we promise you. Do not use paper products that have color. Be careful also of paper products that have bleaching that you ingest in your system, for when the toxins are in your system, and when they are released, it also helps contaminate. A smallness here, and a smallness there, and a lot of little smallnesses make a big effect for prevention of human annihilation. Elevate yourself in information, and when you have found information, pass it to others and organize for publication. It is your planet. It is your children's world. And your grandchildren's. It is a beautiful planet, which must continue to exist, and you wish in the future to come to it again, but in its wholeness, as it was meant to be. Know this, you are not alone upon Earth. You are not alone in the universe. Be joyful among yourselves. John, I have a feeling that as long as there is greed on the planet, there will be need. And many conscious people seem not to understand this concept, and I feel very alone with this, and I wonder if my strong feelings about this are in fact correct. Tom, you have brought forth a great understanding. What you speak of is important, but this is the understanding of myth. We will explain in this way. It is important to be relieved of the problems of Berter. It is important that the disadvantaged be in peace and harmony. There is a place for all humans within the matrix regardless of their form of understanding. There needs to be warmth and love, and order above all else. For if there is not order, then the mind is chaotic. And if there be mechanical or electronic objects that relieve the burden of the individual, we have no objection to that. The difficulty is that when these things become the most important, when the appearance or the price is the most important, when the owning is the most important, and when growing bigger and bigger with more possessions is the most important, when it is thought that presentation of possession means success, that is a shell that has insecurity, do you understand? Like a lobster has firm flesh, and there are times when it is soft and is not edible. Mushy. We now speak of a humankind which presents itself like a beautiful lobster but is mush inside. It is bitter to taste, not edible, and it can actually poison you. John, yes, I understand that very well. Now, the expression that Jesus used, that it is harder for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven than for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle, turns out to be true. Although there is no harm in wealth itself, it's harmful by virtue of the way almost all people inevitably treat it. Tom, that is correct, you have complete understanding. Another understanding is this, business is a way you can give, do you understand that? John? Okay, yes, thank you. There's one question that concerns me, about poverty. Why is it that the great suffering that we've seen has been amongst peoples who are already suffering? I speak of the starvation that exists in Sudan and Ethiopia. Now it is 1985, and the floods in Bangladesh. It seems to me that these things are hitting poor and humble people who are the least to deserve this. I do not understand that process. Tom, those who speak of the laws of karma would say it is their karma. We wish to express to you that this is not so. It is a karma of the world that has created this. It is a situation, as the Nazarene said, of the money lenders in the temple. It is a situation of greed, of political motivation. All of that brings down the floodwaters which wash the flues away, in Bangladesh. Those that are suffering do not deserve that suffering. It is the world's karmic situation. Those who turn their head, those who believe the suffering is necessary for elimination of population, in order for the planet to have a more definite place, those who are callous, we would not wish to be in their situation in a future time. As with the 6 million Jews, who brought forth the nation of Israel, these souls are also sacrificing to attempt to elevate the earth to the position that it should be in, a planet of love that has attained complete balance between the physical and the spiritual, the negative and the positive. John, it still seems to me to be a strange lesson that greedy people and greedy nations have to learn in a way that is once removed from them. It's harder to learn that way than if they learned it by direct experience for themselves. Tom, it is the people within each nation that must make the movement to bring change. A nation has a head of government according to its deserving. Therefore, it is important for the peoples within your worlds of sophistication to bring about those changes. There needs to be an arousal within those peoples to understand that they must take a hold and move in forwardness to stop their governments from doing what they have permitted them to do in the past.